It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. With each passing year, we lose more men and women who were part of the greatest generation. They were the soldiers and civilians who kept the world safe for democracy during World War II. While most servicemen made it home or perished on the battlefield, a number went missing. The story of one such group, the men of the Big Stoop, is recounted in the book Vanished, The 60-Year Search for the Missing Men of World War II by Will S. Hilton. He spoke with Essential Pittsburgh producer Marcus Charleston, who began by asking how he came upon this story.
I stumbled onto it as an embedded journalist with the military unit that recovers missing soldiers' remains from around the world. And we went to the first of what were to be many sites on a barge in the South Pacific. And as I stared down into the water and realized that there was some kind of wreckage and some form of human remains below, it occurred to me that I wanted to find out as much as I could about that particular site and not see the other sites. And I decided to drill down and focus on this one particular case and all of the questions and mysteries that I knew must have hung in the air for so many years between the disappearance of these men in World War II and their eventual discovery.
Now, you were there to write a different story, and you were with an organization called JPEC, the Joint Prisoners of War Missing in Action Accounting Command. Tell us about the organization and their mission.
JPEC is the military's recovery unit, which means that they leave their base on Hickam Airfield out in Hawaii routinely on missions to track down missing aircraft from all of the different combat scenarios of the last 100 years. And having found those sites in the mountains or on glaciers or wherever they might be, do archaeological excavation work to see if they can recover and later identify the human remains of the military personnel on board.
Navigator Frank Arhar is from the Johnstown area and was one of the men of the Big Stoop. Tell us about him.
So Frank Arhar was the namesake of the Big Stoop crew. He was a big guy, always smiling. He was one of the only officers on this particular B-24 bomber who was known by the enlisted men to be sort of one of them. He would come to their quarters and he would play cards and hang out with them and laugh. And he was a big guy, so they teased him about his size and made reference to him as the Big Stoop, which was a sort of a popular character in the serial films of the day. And they decided to name their plane after him, and they decided to name their crew after him. And so they eventually became known as the Big Stoop crew. And for years and years, while the plane was missing and everyone was looking for it, the plane was known to many members of the families as the Big Stoop.
The hero of this book is a man named Pat Scannon. However, his dogged determination to find these men was greeted with skepticism. Why was that?
Well, when a new face arrives at JPEC and a volunteer comes in from the outside and says, "Hi, I'd like to help you search for missing military personnel," the immediate reaction at JPEC is one of extreme skepticism. And there's some reason for that. The reason that they offer is because very often the people who approach them with coordinates of an American wreck or with a sunken ship or something of that nature, it turns out that the person who's found it has also spent a little time scavenging around, maybe recovering souvenirs, disrupting the site, and or collecting contributions from family members to help support their trips and their efforts to find the site. And this can be a source of stress and complication for the military recovery effort. So they don't like to encourage these outsiders to come in. Now, Pat Scannon eventually proved himself to this unit in a way that no other outside organization ever had. But the first reaction was one of great doubt and sort of wariness about why is this guy doing this? What's in it for him? What's his real motive?
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and we're talking with Will S. Hilton, contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine and author of Vanished, The 60-Year Search for the Missing Men of World War II. Many families who have a loved one classified as missing in action experience a condition known as ambiguous loss. Would you explain what that is?
Ambiguous loss is this sort of special character of grief, and it affects MIA families in great number. It can also be used to describe families who are grieving from other kinds of of losses and other kinds of deaths or even absences. So, for example, the parents of a missing child may suffer ambiguous loss. An adult whose own parent is sliding into dementia may suffer from ambiguous loss. And certainly the MIA families deal with it, because what it entails is a particular kind of uncertainty that compounds the effects of the grief, so that they're not only left with the departure of the loved one, but no real clear delineating framework to understand it. In the case of the MIA soldier, the family members left behind don't know for sure what happened. They don't have any way of saying for sure that the person even died. They may have survived a plane crash. They may be held captive by the enemy. They may be surviving in the jungle with amnesia. And so this lack of certainty leads to a lack of closure. And often these families hold on to their questions for multiple generations, wondering if there's any chance that an uncle or a great-grandfather might still be alive.
Has telling this story given families of the Big Stoop crew members some closure?
It's a good question. I hope that it has. I hope that the book can provide for families some sense of how this can work. There were 11 men on board the Big Stoop plane when it went down. And, you know, of those families, only 8 have been identified, and only 5 have been identified through DNA matching, which is the most concrete form of identification. So it's about half. And so in no way would I hold this up as a perfect outcome. But what it can show for families who are grieving an MIA loss and who are struggling with this ambiguous grief is it can show them that answers may come, that if you search for them and if you embrace this process through JPAC, but also through these outside groups who volunteer their time and their energy and their enthusiasm to go seek out answers, if you're patient and if you're lucky, then there can be closure for these cases. You're not necessarily destined to wait forever without answers.
One of the blurbs on the back of the book describes Vanish, the 60-year search for the missing men of World War II, is part mystery thriller and ghost story. I think you could also describe the book as a love story. Would you agree?
I would. I certainly would. The sense of loss that each family feels for the men on this plane persists to this day. And that loss is informed by the relationships that these men had before they went off to fight in the war. So when you have 416,000 deaths in World War II, and you have 70-some thousand of them listed as missing in action at the end of the war, it's easy for the individual personalities to get sort of swallowed up in those gargantuan numbers. And what I hope to do with this book was put real faces to the numbers and say, you know, here's Jimmy Doyle, a gunner on the plane, and here's Frank Arhar, and here's Art Schumacher, and these very specific people, and to give a sense of what their families missed specifically about them, what they loved in them, and what they lost.
The name of the book is Vanished, The 60-Year Search for the Missing Men of World War II by Will S. Hilton, contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine. Will, thank you for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.